T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
See, meets the media today. There's no audio of it. At least I haven't heard it. So unfortunately, it's just reading the black and white of what he had to say. Number one, green light for Joe Shane. He wants to go take a quarterback. Oh, great. Go take a quarterback. I'm not going to interfere, right, which I've expressed to you. There are Giant fans who worry about John Mara interfering.
If they fall in love.
But here's what he said about Brian Daboll, the head coach of the New York Giants, his own head coach, courtesy of the great Connor Hughes. John Mara said there are times he wishes Brian Daboll would, quote, tone it down. But he doesn't believe he behaves irrationally. He hasn't asked Daboll to change, nor does he believe there are cultural problems in the Giants building. So my question to you, if you believe Brian Daboll should, quote, tone it down, but you don't believe it's a problem and you don't believe he's irrational, why wouldn't you just tell him that?
Welcome to the chain.
What does that mean?
The train. Get on the train with me. Because John Mara used to say the same thing to me.
He said that to you, too?
Oh, yeah. It'd be good if he toned it down. Now, I used to speak my mind. You guys remember.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's not saying that, like, I'm going to reprimand Brian Daboll if he doesn't, you know, calm his attitude on the sideline. He's like, just be cool, man. It's like, think about, like, your kids aren't old enough yet, and they're not dealing with, like, the social dynamics with other kids yet, but eventually they will.
Right.
So my daughter, she gets into these environments and she gets like heightened, right? And over ecstatic and over emotional and all these other things. And I'm like, Brooklyn, like, chill out, like calm down a little bit. And she's going to do what she's going to do anyways, but I'm just trying to be the parent. I'm trying to be the dad. I don't want to be the friend that helps understands and furthers it. I just want her to calm down a little bit. To me, that's what this feels like.
Wait, when John Mara would tell you, hey, chill out, Tiki, would he do it?
It wouldn't be directly. It'd be like this.
Oh, he would do it through the media?
Yeah, it'd be like, oh, yeah, Tiki could have said that a little more delicately.
Oh, really? And this was while you were playing, not as an analyst, obviously, right?
Of course not as an analyst.
So while you were playing, John Mara would say, because I don't remember this. I probably talked about it on the overnight at some point.
I'm sure you did.
I forgot already.
I'm sure you did.
So John Mara,
there were plenty of times where I'd go off in the media.
But he would never say it to you personally?
I mean, he would, but not like that.
Do you think he has said to Brian Daboll personally,
no,
I would love for you to tone it down?
Because he's letting him be the coach.
Then why would you say that publicly? It's kind of a weird thing to say, isn't it?
Because he feels like, unlike Robert Saleh, he has a relationship with the media where he can say things that are obvious. I mean, because it's obvious, right?
What, the table needs to tone it down?
No, it's just obvious that, like, he's excitable.
Oh, yeah, no question.
And that he has this, I don't know, this persona that's like, right? And sometimes it's kind of like, okay, I'm good, we're good. Yeah, we're good. But then sometimes it's just like this beast comes out. And so, like, just tune it down sometimes. Chill out. It's all good.
How'd you take that, Sean?
I don't take it as in any negative way, and it's probably because of experience.
Well, yeah, I mean, especially if he's done it to you. Like you said, hey, welcome to the club, coach.
He's also said in another breath in several statements, he's basically disappointed with the season, but is all in on Daboll and Shane. If he was really disappointed in him, I think we would have heard more of an edict and more of an urgency from Mara on the team. Like, he didn't even set expectations. So he might want him to tone it down, but he basically painted like a wide open picture for Daboll and Shane to continue to have the
job. I also think the one thing you can't do as a leader of an organization is hire somebody and then neuter them.
Yes, I agree with you.
Like, you just can't.
Right.
You have to let them be them. Because it's who they are. It's what they're most comfortable doing. And he built the culture that way. Like, we remember it back when he first started. It's all about accountability. It was all about, you know, earning your playing time. And that doesn't come from, hey, buddy, you know, good job out there. It's yelling and screaming. And so you got to let him be him. Otherwise, he's not himself, and then it leads to failure.
What makes me laugh about this, and I this is a defense of Brian Daboll, is he's been here for 2 years. Year mm-hmm. one was obviously a great success. They surprise everybody. They make the playoffs. Year two, big disappointment. In year one, one of the early things he did was openly kind of embarrass Daniel Jones on the sideline.
Yeah.
And our reaction, all of us almost universally, was, hey, that's awesome.
Right.
He's finally calling out the quarterback. And then Daniel played well, and one of the calling cards of 2022 was, wasn't it great how Brian Daboll held Daniel Jones accountable?
Yeah.
And it was like,
hey. Like ripped him in front of everybody.
Yeah. And that was one of the great pictures of the season. Like one of the, if you were going to encapsulate the 2022 New York Football Giants, the picture of Daboll freaking out on Daniel Jones would be one of the pictures. Because look at the results. It all worked out. Daboll's great. The following year, in a year of disappointment, all of that same stuff. Like when he slapped the tablet down to the ground?
Yes. Well, he threw it on Shea Tierney, who was a quarterback coach.
Right, right. Slaps it away or whatever he did to Shea Tierney. Now it's, oh boy, he's got to pipe down. What the hell's up with Brian Daboll? He's a maniac.
It's like, chill out, Pete. You can't have it both ways. This is how Coach Dave's coaches. It is who he is. He's old school in a sense like that. Accept it. Like, stop, like, prejudging what the season's going to look like because you're worried about his attitude or you're worried about his emotion or you're worried about his hurting his team's feelings or his coach's feelings, right? If you can't handle that, you shouldn't be there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.